visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the Hot FM News at 12 hours. Today, Friday, the 30th of May, 2025. It's currently 26 degrees Celsius in Lusaka this afternoon. The headlines. Itezetezi Power Station operating at half capacity due to low water levels. ECZ condemns violent incident between New Congress Party and UPND in Lumezi, and a plane carrying Liberian president involved in landing scare.
The Hot FM News with Hugh Jempampundu.
Thank you so much for joining us. And now the news in detail. Itezetezi Power Corporation Head of Operations, Richard Kapilia, has revealed that the Itezetezi Power Station came close to shutting down due to significantly low water levels. He has also revealed that the power station is currently generating about 50 megawatts of electricity, less than half of its installed capacity of 120 megawatts. Speaking during a tour of the power station by Energy Minister Makozo Chikote in Itezetezi District in Southern Province, Engineer Kapilia has stated that the power station's current water level stands at 1,021 cubic meters per second, below the minimum operational requirement of about 1,030 cubic meters per second needed for efficient power generation.
We started at a very good note. The level at which we started entering the 2024-2023, we started at a very good starting point. The water levels were high. And the I think points even to the fact that we seem to have better than last year in this season, because where we are coming from, wet, because we are depleted and went to too much low level. I think we are the lowest in the generation period. The figures that we have, 10.1, we went to 10.8. So that was too much, almost hitting the point at which we should have shut down the system.
And ZESCO Limited Director of Power Generation, Ernest Banda, has anticipated that by the end of 2025, the country will have an additional 500 to 800 megawatts of solar energy capacity to mitigate the load shedding currently affecting the nation.
There will that rain will report in a place where we have more alternative generators. We have probably by the close of 2025, we are looking at close to 500, 800 megawatts in the solar. What will that do to the load shedding hours? It will drastically impact your hours. We will be able to supply more than what we are now struggling. 7 hours is what we are struggling with. An additional 800 megawatts, honorable, we would be able to send a strong signal to cure the load shedding.
Meanwhile, Energy Minister Makozo Chikote has emphasized that renewable energy initiatives remain a top priority for the UPND administration, aimed at diversifying and complementing the country's existing hydropower generation capacity.
This government is committed because there are a number of issues that we have put in place, especially with the renewable energy. I haven't yet talked about the coal power plants that are in implementation process. So there are a number of these. You must give confidence to the people that this government has not only sat down going to sleep, but there are measures that are being put in place. We are not only focusing with our hydropower generation, but we are looking at renewable energy sources that will supplement to make sure that we address the challenges that we are facing.
The Electoral Commission of Zambia has strongly condemned the violence incident involving the New Congress Party and the ruling UPND in Lumezi District, where a firearm was discharged. ECZ Chief Electoral Officer Brown Kasaro says the incident occurred on Tuesday, 27th May 2025, the day of nominations along Lundazi Road in Lumezi's Central Business District, about 2 kilometers from the nomination center. In a statement, Mr. Kasaro said such acts of violence are not only criminal, but also undermine the credibility and integrity of the electoral process. He has appealed to the police to expedite the investigation and ensure that all perpetrators of violence are brought to justice. Mr. Kasaro said on Wednesday, 28th May 2025, the commission convened a political parties liaison committee meeting, which included representatives from the Zambia Police, the independent candidate, and senior members of participating political parties to promote peaceful, violence-free campaigning and foster tolerance among candidates and political parties during the campaign period. Now, lawyer Linda Kasonde has called on Zambians to reject the proposed constitutional amendments by the UPND administration, stating that the amendments are designed to serve the interests of the government. Speaking when she featured on Hot FM's Red Hot Breakfast show this morning, Ms. Kasonde has argued that the constitutional amendments require more time for proper scrutiny, noting that the constitution is a document for the people. She has further explained that the content of Bill 7 is focused on electoral reforms that will provide the ruling party with an unfair advantage, helping them to consolidate their power in government.
We have very limited time. The government says we have 30 days for this consultation. I think we should push back and say this is not enough time and this is not the way we want to do it, because we need broad-based consultations, because indeed, as we have illustrated today, these provisions of Bill 7 are highly contentious, contrary to what the government is telling us. Who wants a government that can have an inbuilt majority, two-thirds majority in parliament? No, nobody. That does not benefit the people of Zambia. So just to say to the people of Zambia, please rise up and oppose this, because it is not for our benefit.
And Transparency International Zambia Executive Director Maurice Nyambe has expressed concern about the proposed amendments, saying that the country does not need piecemeal changes to the constitution.
The fact that in previous processes, we have seen processes of this nature being done very close to an election, a general election. And again, that process has not really given us the sort of comprehensive and all-encompassing constitution that we need. If you read the manifesto of the UPND, they actually promise a very comprehensive constitutional reform process, which should be inclusive of the Bill of Rights. Mm. Okay, so what we are seeing with Bill 7 does not reflect or relate to any of these three items that I've mentioned in terms of the content.
Meanwhile, Chief Government Spokesperson Cornelius Muetua has described calls to withdraw Bill No. 7 as undemocratic, stating that the government has provided a platform for citizens to voice their views. Speaking at a media briefing, Mr. Muetua has urged civil society organizations to propose well-considered alternative provisions to the proposed draft constitutional amendments.
And throwing such ideas to say you withdraw Bill 7 is something which is undemocratic in its nature, because by government providing a platform for citizens to comment on Bill 7, it is democratic in nature. President Hakainde Hichilema seeks in no way to bolster his chance of re-election on the basis of the passage of Bill 7, because there is nothing contained in this Bill 7 that speaks to interference of the elections of 2026.
In more news this afternoon, the Bank of Zambia has urged financial institutions to adopt a 24/7 monitoring culture to tackle the growing threat of digital fraud, particularly during night time when many cyber crimes occur. Speaking at the launch of Capita Na 543 by Seagate Zambia, Bank of Zambia Director for Payment Systems Miriam Kamuhuza has emphasized the need for a mindset shift towards continuous vigilance supported by technology. She has reviewed that the central bank is currently training 70 law enforcement officers and has established an interagency task force to respond swiftly to incidents of digital fraud. Ms. Kamuhuza has also urged service providers to prioritize customer education, highlighting that many scams succeed due to users' lack of awareness.
Resources that we're dedicating to fighting these risks. We must also also, above all, change our mindset. You know, we can say we're moving to a 24/7 economy, and we ourselves go to sleep